Mayor, thank you for speaking with us today.
No problem. Glad to be on.
Judging by the first page of your letter yesterday, you're actually quite pleased with how things went down on Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Is that true?
Well, I'm pleased with two things. First of all, the fireworks themselves at Memorial Stadium was a great family affair. I was out on the football field with many other families on blankets, listening to music, watching the fireworks. There were no police issues whatsoever, and there were thousands of people in and around Memorial Stadium. I know many people with the publicity assume the fireworks ceremony, there's controversy when, in fact, there's none at all. In fact, there's a competing radio station with you that often says you need to go to South Carolina to watch safe fireworks, and that is totally untrue. The fireworks at Memorial Stadium went out without a hitch, and it was very patriotic, and I enjoyed myself. The big concern was what was going to happen an hour or two later, some 15 blocks away at the Center City, because the fact of the matter is, during the last 2 years, the word's gotten out among the region to come to downtown Charlotte on the night of 4th of July and watch or participate in conflict and maybe even get on TV. And our police took very assertive action to set the tone, as opposed to young kids setting the tone on what the environment would be at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock in the morning on the night of 4th of July in our center city.
And you mentioned those young kids. In that letter yesterday to the new city manager, you wrote that a lot of youth, particularly African-American kids in Charlotte, are emulating a gangster type of lifestyle, behavior, action, dress. Will you elaborate on what you meant by that?
I'd be glad to. It's very disconcerting to me that we have so many young kids today, and it is predominantly dominated. I know it's controversial, but it's true in the African-American community, because we can tell by our statistical data, both in our jails and in our schools and so forth, that there's this gangster type of mentality that is being promoted. And I saw it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand escalating during the past several years in neighborhoods and at events like we saw 4th of July in the evening, where the long T-shirts, the gang symbols, the attitude, and what's worse is some of the actions. But our police made sure that none of the, quote, gang people who were actually gang people versus imitating gang people could stir a riot up and get other people involved. And that's our main goal, is to make sure gangs don't recruit other people and that we enforce the law. And our police did just that, from small offenses of impeding traffic to open beer containers to shooting off illegal fireworks, some very, very dangerous and large crowds. We put a stop to that immediately. And regretfully, we also caught some young kids with some very serious firearms.
So when you sent this letter, Mayor, you expected it to be controversial?
No. I write letters probably once a week telling people how I feel, what I see, and what we need to do about it. And I wanted to write a letter talking about how I thought the fireworks ceremonies went extremely well. I wanted to compliment the police, because last year the police received so much criticism, and this year I think they deserve praise. And often the media and others only concentrate on the negative, and I thought the police did a great job. They were very professional, and yet they were very assertive. And I also wanted to let people know what I saw. And I saw 14-year-old kids out on the street at midnight when I'm asking the question, where are the parents? Where are the parents? And what's happening is our police are having to become the parents, and that's not good for our community, and that's not good for society.
Now, in that situation, those 14-year-olds were breaking a city curfew law, I understand, that is on the books. But there, I'm sure, is a group out there that would say, Mayor, you know, you can wear a long T-shirt and not be breaking the law, and you can emulate or imitate a gangster without crossing a line and breaking a law. What would you say to them?
I would say that's true. We didn't arrest them for doing that, but we did arrest people for breaking the law. And when some of these people we arrested, what was very disturbing, what was under their white T-shirts, and what was under their white T-shirts included illegal fireworks, which was meant to cause danger in large crowds. And I'm not just talking about firecrackers. I'm talking about cherry bombs. And what was under some of the other T-shirts were weapons. And there's no excuse for that. And, The problem is some kids are seeing these gang members, this gang mentality, as their family, and we've got to do everything we can in the total community of Charlotte to discourage people from joining gangs and not giving them the publicity needed to recruit new members. We've got to get families to take responsibility for their kids as opposed to these kids joining what is now becoming their family, and that's gangs.
I think a question that should be asked is what was your point in that? Is there some sort of action that you're recommending to follow this up with? Because others might say it's just a controversial letter if there's nothing, action behind it.
Well, first of all, we've had action. I personally involved the Mayor's Mentoring Alliance. It's been one of my main goals during my tenure as mayor. I've mentored up to four young kids because my goal as an individual, not just as a mayor, is to participate, and that's one reason I joined the Mayor's Mentoring Alliance. The other factor is that I'm trying to pass anti-gang legislation in Raleigh right now, and again, the people predominantly being hurt by the gangs are African Americans. They are becoming the victims of gangs, and I'm trying to protect the people of Charlotte, including people in the African-American community, the Latino community, and all communities throughout Charlotte. And we need strong anti-gang legislation, which allows us to arrest people recruiting young kids in our schools, in our neighborhoods, and on the streets of Charlotte. And, in fact, I've been on a conference phone call with 10 other mayors of North Carolina just in the past half hour working on this anti-gang legislation, because this is not just a Charlotte problem. This is a Salisbury, Monroe, Hickory, Rock Hill problem, and it's a problem in small towns throughout North Carolina, and it's having a very negative impact on cities, towns, our criminal justice system, and our schools.
Mayor, I wasn't there, but I understand each year the crowd uptown, primarily, especially these young people you mentioned, is African American. Would you have commented in the way you did on the situation if that crowd were primarily white?
Absolutely. If their actions and behavior, especially, were not productive to our community and to our society and are breaking the law, I would have not hesitated. By the way, we had some people in all parts of the community arrested that evening for breaking the law. But the fact of the matter is, our statistics are really impacting the African-American community, both those people we arrest, but even more seriously, the victims of crime. And, you know, it's part of my job as mayor is to protect the people. And I think one message we are going to send out is we're not going to let this behavior and these actions take control. We are going to take aggressive and assertive actions in neighborhoods, in the center city, and in our schools to say this is not appropriate. And if we don't, it'll have a major impact on the city, the African-American community, and all of us. And I think most people would agree with that in all parts of our community. And I'm not going to back off from that one iota.
Have you gotten any feedback from some African-American leaders in the city? I know the paper this morning quoted Anthony Fox. Have you heard from him or other leaders?
I actually talked to, before I even wrote that letter, I talked to Warren Turner, who's, I think, a wonderful member of our Charlotte City Council. He's chairman. I appointed him chairman of the Public Safety Committee. He is African-American. I consider him a close friend, and he's also a probation officer with the state, so he has to deal with this problem hand in hand. And he made some very positive comments supporting me. By the way, we have some wonderful African American groups in Charlotte that are also supporting these efforts. A group called Pull Up Your Pants. You know, it's saying kids to quit imitating prisoners, because kids wearing the pants low is it's coming from the prisons. It's prisoners who wear their pants low because they're not allowed to wear belts, and that's now become a style that is not a style that is productive in the long run of making one successful in both school and in society.
Mayor, my last question, I'm sorry, for you today, is I don't need to keep you longer.
Okay.
My last question for you, Mayor, is your letter was addressed to the new city manager. Have you heard from him?
I haven't heard a response back from him, but I do want to compliment the police chief. He's been criticized often, especially on AM radio, for not being assertive and aggressive and enforcing certain laws. And I thought he did a great job. And again, we did not arrest people who were not breaking the law. We arrested people who were, even in minor offenses, were trying to cause small disturbances, which would then escalate into a larger disturbance. And that's something that we cannot allow, whether it be in the center city of Charlotte or in every one of our neighborhoods, because these small crimes escalate into larger crimes like we saw in the streets of Charlotte over a year ago. We can't let that happen, and we made a point to set the tone that we were going to protect the families in downtown Charlotte of all the people and not let a few teenage kids set the tone and intimidate and scare and break the law.
Mayor Pat McCrory, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.